This is Tony. The government, I'm Melissa Milton. Israel launched more airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip while the Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant, wounding seven more people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched out for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled the six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges. It left behind a massive mound of concrete slabs. A jumble of desks, office chairs, books, and computer wires could be seen in the debris as the building's residents searched for their belongings. Israel warned building residents ahead of time of its impending attack that forced them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. However, there were no reports of casualties. The United Nations said it had been actively involved in mediation efforts to try to end the violence. In the meantime, the UN said it was able to send dozens of fuel trucks, but no other assistance from its relief agency into Gaza. The world body voiced concern about Israeli strikes hitting civilian infrastructure in Gaza, along with the central COVID-19 testing lab and other health facilities. The Biden administration on Tuesday detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks in the wake of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. In a statement Tuesday, the White House detailed the cyber element of President Joe Biden's already proposed American Jobs Plan, including a $20 billion sum for localities to harden energy systems and $2 billion in grants for energy grids in high-risk areas. This is VOA News.